I heard my brother Kenny say this one time, and that's, I mean, I ain't no, by far no marital expert. In 20 years, just don't do it. I ain't learned nothing. I ain't saying I ain't learned nothing yet. But anyway, but he said, if Kenny said more, he said, boy, I just come to realize if the wife spent all her concern and effort making sure he good, for lack of a better way to say it, and he does vice versa, his concern is her, her concern is him, how can you miss? When your concern is never you, but them, and that doesn't work if it's a one-way street. God, if God is always caring for you, but you ain't doing, it don't work that way. It won't never work if it's a one-way street. Somebody gonna get burnt out. There's gonna be a point. There's gonna be a blockage or something. It's not gonna work. But when your care is always heaven's care is always towards you. Yeah, we can shout on that. So let's forget about being uncomfortable. Sometimes we just not that we shame, and then we ain't even really that tired. It's just a little discomfort in praising the Lord and getting up and moving, making a loud sound. It's a lot of discomfort at getting up at 4:30 in the morning to pray. It's a lot of discomfort getting on the prayer line at 5:15 or getting on it three times a day or two times a day or whatever. But that discomfort won't stay. I mean, humans are creatures of habit, and it's 3 weeks or three cycles or 3 weeks, whatever it is, to create a habit. And once you make it a habit, it's not near as hard. But you got to focus. You got to put your attention on obtaining, pressing. So we got to forget about being uncomfortable, forget about being embarrassed, forget about how useless this feels. I mean, you have to forget about how terrible you sound. I mean, because I'm like early in the morning and I'm by myself and I'm trying to be quiet because everybody else in the house is asleep and I'm singing unto the Lord. I'm like, Lord, how in the world can you like this? I sound horrible. I'm not Tyrone. I cannot sing. But he's like, just give it to me, Jeffrey. So I can't be concerned about what I sound like. Come in. I'm by myself. Nobody else hears me, but it's still very uncomfortable because I like music and I like good singing and I ain't one of them. But that's not my concern. My concern is doing what he wants. So I'm going to run through some other ones. We're going to wrap this up here in a minute. We got to remember faith comes by hearing. So we got to forget about entertainment. Forget about, that's my favorite show, and I really want to watch it. Forget about scrolling down. Instagram really relaxes me. You ain't got time for that. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. And if you're not hearing the word, you still getting faith. You still growing. So whatever you listening to, your faith in whatever you listen to is growing. So if you're listening to junk, if you're watching, I don't want to say Matlock because I don't know, when the last time anybody seen Matlock, and our bishop, he don't watch TV either, like, and I can understand why he always says Matlock, because Matlock is probably about when he stopped watching TV. I don't know. So let's, Chicago Fire, let's say Game of Thrones or Power. Whatever's going on that show, if you ain't counteracting it with the word, your faith is growing in that, whatever's on that show. Don't forget faith cometh by hearing. Don't forget that. Remember, faith cometh by hearing. Forget the joy, the pleasure you get out of watching that. Forget that, because there will be pleasure. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, wrap this up. Faith come by hearing. Forget that. Remember, faith come by hearing. Have no fear. Oh, man, how can we talk about that? Forget about fear. Don't forget about being afraid of anything, for my God, he is all-powerful. I got to do a couple of these, and we'll sit down. I know this is an easy one to forget about, grumbling and complaining. Just oh, blah, 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 I sure don't feel like doing this. I hate they didn't do this. Or it's something simple as, man, it's too hot. You in Mississippi, of course it's hot. You know. Okay, but I mean, just complaining about stuff. Complaining about stuff. Be joyful. Be thankful. You can complain about, man, my tire's flat. Be thankful you got tires on there. You know, I don't know. Whatever it is. Let's go on to another. First Lady misses all the time. Don't take offense. Don't be offended. Don't have your feelings on your shoulder. Every little something somebody say, you can't let nothing roll off your back. You got to get back at them. And that's another thing is word tells us not to try to fight our own battles. Not, we don't war against flesh and blood is what I'm getting at. You ain't got to tell somebody off because they made you feel some kind of way. It ain't your job to make sure they know how you feel and to make sure they pay for how you feel, because in all honesty, their actions shouldn't control how you feel. It should have nothing to do with it. They could. The word says, give them the other cheek. It says, forgive them 70 times 7. So don't let nobody else's actions control how you feel. So take no offense. Oh, man, the Lord is my shepherd. Don't forget that. Go back to first grade Sunday school with Psalms 23. Y'all, it's a lot in that. Spend some time with it. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That's Psalm 91. Oh, man, we grew up on that. Daddy hit us with that so much. And that is a part of my life. Y'all need to make Psalm 91 a huge part of your life. Have what you say. I know there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of that being taught right now, but it's for a good reason. Because, see, we got to understand that have what you say is the word of God. It's what he says, and what he says is true, and it happens. So, and God is merciful, and he understands that some of us ain't quite understood that yet. So when you go to praying, Lord, I want this $5, and you don't get $5 yet. I say I got $5, but you ain't got it yet. You know why? Because right behind that $5, you said, man, I hope he go hit a tree. Because if you have what you say, you're going to get the $5, and you're going to get somebody killed. So he got to restrain the authority and the power that he has given you until you get yourself corrected to where you won't say stupid stuff like, I hope you hit a tree. Once you get that straightened out, then you can say, I have $5, and here come $5. So let's recap. I want to get to just sum it all up. We got to forget all the junk that Satan is presenting to us. Because all it is presentation. He has no authority, no power. He can't make us take or do or yield to anything. It's just presentation. We got to forget his presentation and focus, give strength to what thus says the Lord. I know some of us are already way past all these stuff I've been talking about. We done advanced our faith and our walk in Christ. But like I said before, there's room for improvement. There's always a prize to obtain. No matter how high you get, there's still a prize to obtain. My final thoughts is I like to have something practical, something for you to actually be able to take home and use, something to do. And the one thing I want you to do is go home or spend your time thinking about what's the things I need to forget. Lord, what do I need to forget? What is the hindrance? What is the counteractive element that's in my life? What's my bad habit? Whatever it is, Lord, show it to me. What is it? And then, Lord, show me in Scripture how to get rid of it. A lot of times it's just a decision. It's just a plain old decision. Okay, I don't do that no more. I I ain't never not been a morning person. I don't have a problem get up in the morning. But I would work so late till I would be tired because I'm in a sleep 3 or 4 hours and I'd be back up at it. So getting up at 4 and 5 was just a stretch. But I finally made a decision. Jeffrey, you getting up and you getting on the prayer line. So skipping the prayer line ain't an option. I just don't do that no more. Outside of something interfering like being on duty or kind of oversleeping and didn't hear the alarm. Skipping prayer line, I just don't do that no more. And that's just one example. I guess the better example is I remember years ago, and I'm sitting down. Years ago, drinking water with my lunch, with my meal. You eat your food and you have a drink with it. And water was the most disgusting liquid ever created while I was eating my food. Now, if I was tired and working out or working, sweating, water was fine. But I could not fathom the thought or stand the taste of water washing my food down. It was just bland and flat and disgusting. And then one night, years went by, and I was trying to be healthy, and I was changing my habits. And there was one day I was like, all right, I don't drink sodas no more. And it took me years to wing myself off of it. And then after not having soda, but I got off of it, and I drink water all the time now. And there was a time where I had never had a soda in a long, long time, and I was like, I ain't had no soda in so long, I'm finna have one. I took that Mountain Dew, and I turned it up, and I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for that good flavor to kick. And when I took the can down, it was like, ah, this is nasty. I don't like it no more. My point is, I drink water. I don't do sodas no more. I know Daddy gives the ice cream illustration. So we got to make a decision, and that's what a lot of it in the Word comes from, just making a decision. I don't do that no more. The Word is what I do. All right. Y'all forgive me.